The legendary Route 66 is full of short stories and tall tales, with songs written about the interstate that stretches from Chicago all the way to Los Angeles, with some Arizona stops in between. There are beautiful natural scenes alongside motels and kitschy signs. Many of those indelible images are in the new book 66 on 66, A Photographer's Journey, featuring the photographs of Terrence Moore, who's been capturing the shots for nearly five decades. And he'll be signing copies at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix tonight at 7. I spoke with him earlier and started by asking how his personal journey with Route 66 began.
Well, my connection with 66 goes back to when I was 9 years old. My family moved from northern Minnesota to Southern California, and we hooked up on 66 at the junction of U.S. Highway 54 and 66 in Tucumcari, and followed that west to Claremont in Southern California, where we settled. And I lived just off of 66 in Claremont, went to high school on it, bought my first car on it. You know, it was just kind of there for me. And then in 1969, I moved to Albuquerque, and I lived a half a block off of 66. And that's when I officially started photographing the road, because I saw it all disappearing.
How different was it, and how was it actually, in some sense, painful to see it become a road that was more talked about than something that really connected Americans?
It is somewhat painful in that degree, you know, to that degree. But I, at the same time, you know, it's absolutely incredible that the road is still living and it's still alive. And every day there's something new going on along it. It's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I think I worked on four or five stories between 1976 and 1984 on the end of Route 66. I mean, we were all kissing it goodbye at that point. And then the minute, you know, they bypassed Williams, there was this amazing resurgence. And, you know, things obviously have changed a great deal, but the road lives on and it will live on forever, you know, as long as we're here. You know, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Terry, how did you decide what to put on the cover? It's the Grandview Motel on Nine Mile Hill in Albuquerque. And you took that one in 1988. How did you decide on that one being the first shot people were going to see?
We had basically laid out the book, and we didn't really have a strong cover image. The art director the graphic designer that actually put the book together in its final stages decided on that for the cover. And at first, I sort of balked. I thought, gee, I don't know if it's strong enough or if it's punchy enough. And now it's really grown on me. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I didn't do too many broad shots like that where you can actually see a facility, in this case, the Grandview Motel and Nine Mile Hill and Albuquerque way off in the background in the distance. So it kind of combines all those elements, which is kind of a fun way to begin a trip down the highway.
I feel like looking at your photos, it does feel more connectable, more relatable. How do you approach things like this? How much of a story do you want to tell with each photograph?
Well, to me, you know, that's a big deal. I mean, that's what inspired me to do photography in the first place, is kind of connecting people and events and things and the environment. And I have a quick story to tell, which was kind of interesting. One of my favorite places along 66 is a place called Cubero, which is in New Mexico, kind of between Acoma Pueblo and just east of Laguna Pueblo. And I went through there a few weeks ago, and I saw this young guy standing out in front with his hands in his pocket, kind of looking around. And I figured he was a tourist, or he just stopped in for a bag of Cheetos or whatever it may be at the Cubero Trading Post. And I started chatting with him, and we ended up introducing ourselves. And he said his name was Kevin Gottlieb. And I said, oh, wow, I've been coming here for 50 years, and I never met your family. You own the whole complex here. And it was just one of those wonderful moments, you know, and that kind of made it all so worthwhile to me that here we are, you know, basically, let's say 49 years later than when I took one of my first shots there, that here we were, you know, in the same place at the same time, you know, 50 years later, and the same family still operating the business.
What makes that story even more interesting to me is the idea that many of us, when we do road trips, sure, we might take a breath here and there, but we might stop to use the restroom, but we don't really think about what's around us. And I wonder, even the way you've documented all these photos around, Is this part of sort of taking a breath and realizing that there is a story behind the story, a story behind the signs that we just see as we drive through?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, for me, I'm a fairly outgoing personality. And so, you know, I love just chatting with people. And you know, 9 times out of 10, they have a story. They have a wonderful story. And in this case, you know, the Gottlieb family, who owns a trading post, his grandfather came directly from Germany and opened that in the 20s. You know, there are numerous stories like that. And I guess the point is for all of us in traveling, whether it's 66 or 89 or 60 or 80 or whatever highway you want to pick in Arizona, we all need to slow down. We all need to stop. We all need to talk to people. We all need to poke around a little bit, you know, have an adventure, you know, rather than just speeding down the road and not really immersing ourselves in what's all around us.
Do you have a couple favorites, a couple favorite photos? I'm sure you love all of them. When you have to decide what goes in a book like this, or a couple that you were thinking to yourself, well, without question, these are going to be in the book.
I only have one photograph of a person in the book, and it's Chief Yellow Horse, and he's on the border of Lupton, in Lupton, you know, literally on the border with Arizona, New Mexico. And that's one of my favorite shots, because Chief Yellow Horse was the original Navajo hustler, and he was just this really outgoing, really nice person. And he just did everything he could think of to drag people off the highway and have them come over to, you know, to his store and his turquoise hogan and buy goodies, you know, curios. And it's so important to tie it all together, but you have to be kind of curious and you have to be willing to dig a little bit and, you know, maybe do a tiny bit of homework, you know.
Yeah.
What's Ashwark all about, or what's Winslow all about, you know, or wherever it may be.
That is Terrence Moore. His images of Route 66 are featured in the new book, 66 on 66, A Photographer's Journey. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix tonight at 7.